Here we go.
Welcome to the Rob Comrade and Kale Show. Rob Sanders.
I don't care. My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
Comrade Mike Dobreski. And K.O. Hall.
This is stupid. Making noises on the show. You're like a crazy person. Why do you do this to your father and I?
The Rob, Comrade, and K.O. Podcast.
I'm not ashamed no more. Well, welcome into the latest edition of the Rob, Comrade, and K.O. Podcast. Apparently, K.O.'s still looking for the link, even though Comrade can verify I sent it to him. So I just sent it to Kale again.
You had a streak going there for a while. We weren't sending the link.
Yeah, but not tonight, though. I didn't mess that up tonight.
You did not tonight, no.
Carolina Jackpot will be joining us shortly. Let's welcome in, since we're going to wait on Jackpot for a second. Let's go ahead and we'll welcome in. Yes, there he is, the comrade, Mike Dobreski. Mike, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Great weekend of college football. The Gamecocks did not lose, my friend. They did not lose. And when the Gamecocks don't lose, it's a good weekend. It's a good weekend.
Yeah.
For Gamecock fans everywhere. It's a good weekend. And we're 1 week closer to Gamecock basketball starting. Let's be honest. Yeah. Always a good
thing. Because that means you're 1 week closer to the end of this shit season. Because that's it is.
And maybe we're a week closer to making some history and beating the Aggies for the first time, you know? The Aggies, one of those teams I had circled as a game I wanted this year. I wanted the Florida game. Couldn't get it. I wanted the Auburn game. Got it. Hadn't beaten Auburn in a long time. Got it. Wanted the A&M game. Couldn't beat the A&M game. Haven't beaten it forever. So maybe we take care of some skeletons this year. Skeleton year. You know, take out Auburn, take out A&M. You know, we'll see.
Tonight on the show, we will look at the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. We'll see if we had any movement on the leaderboard up there. Well, also, I mean, the comrade has to be winning this thing. I mean, he's got the special computer. He's obviously winning.
I'm right there. The computer's gone. The computer's been shipped off.
Yeah.
Given to some needy folks. We need a computer. Had to
what the heck? So something sucks, and you automatically think, "Fuck it, give it to the needy." Yeah, that's what you do over in Russia, isn't it?
It doesn't. I mean, it's for my purposes. For them, it will enable them to get online, and they'll use it for school in the times of COVID. It's the orphanage. You know, I'm using it to win money. They're just using it for information to educate themselves. So it's a good deal. But we have a new computer now that has been fired up for this weekend. And Wednesday's show right now is being built right now.
You're so full of shit. I'm just calling Kale Hall. Hi, Kale.
It's being built right now.
I sent you the link, brother. Look in your messages. I sent it twice.
Well, it's not coming through. I got a brand new phone. I don't know what the hell is going on.
I'll send it to your Facebook Messenger, Kale. Hold on. Let's see if it comes through Facebook Messenger. I'll send it through that. How's that sound? See, this is more entertaining than the comrade bitching about his computer. There we go.
I got one being built for one table, though.
All right, Kale. Bye, Kale.
Back here.
All right, so Jackpot's joining us in just a moment. In addition to checking that out, we've got some letters to the NCAA. Some of them written by Gamecock fans. I think one or two of them is written by a Georgia fan. Imagine that. Biggest disappointment ever. Anyway, we'll get into that later on tonight. We've done letters before. The letters are outstanding. Kale Hall is joining us in a moment. And as soon as he gets in the mix, I mean, we can't get started without Carolina Jackpot. Everybody comes to see Carolina Jackpot. He did a video today. Did you see the video he did today where he was eating donuts?
I did.
Yeah. Let's see if Kale's...
Okay. I had way too much candy last night.
Yeah. Welcome into the show, the third member of our show. He is, of course, Kale Hall. Kale, what's up, brother?
Glad to be here. I don't know what happened with that. I just got a new phone today. I had to establish a text. My old lady, she tried to text me twice with this new thing, and then I had to send her a text. And then it started working, so I don't know.
Well,
so
there you
maybe
go.
I have to send you one back.
Well, we have a lot to talk about today. Yeah, everybody watched your Duck Donuts review there, Kale. That was some high-tech stuff there, brother.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Donuts.
We've got some undercover boss says rumor floating around that Doty starts as quarterback against A&M. Okay, I've not. Yeah, I don't know where. That's not happening. So
I don't know.
As someone who someone who follows the program for my job, that's
I know where that rumor is coming from. And I'm not saying it won't happen, but the person that rumor is coming from has been right like one time out of 45 times.
Now, hold on. Who is it? Because we like to expose liars.
It's from that realm. I don't want to get into it because then I'll be getting tweeted at and all this. I'm just saying. I want to anger some of the game people on Twitter because I don't try to piss off everybody. But I'm just saying.
Hold on. You've mocked people that had cancer. And yet you're scared of pissing off some Gamecock fans? Yes, what the fuck is this shit?
Let's clarify that though. I don't mock people because they have cancer. I mock people and it turns out they also have cancer. That's a big difference. Okay? I mocked them as being dummies.
Did they or did they not have cancer?
Yes.
Okay. But then that's all we need to know. That's all we need to know. They have cancer. They have cancer, and you mock them. That's what happened.
Comrade,
you also mock people that their mom's dead. Apparently, people's mom die, and you mock them too. Just saying.
I make general mom jokes.
Yeah.
Here's my thing real quick for the new people in here. Okay, if you make a general mom joke, like a general mom joke is you live in your mom's basement. Okay? That's a general mom joke. Okay? And if someone... My mom's alive right now. Okay? And if 40 years from now, my mom is not with us anymore, I wouldn't go, you know, man, my mom's dead. I said that to a guy. He goes, my mom died of cancer a year ago, man. What an asshole. I'm like, dude, I don't know your mom. It's not a joke with your mom. It's a general. So it becomes a comrade mock me because my mom died a year ago. That's not what happened. Yeah, so everyone, yeah. And if you bring the, and then I railed on him for bringing that up and bringing the fact that his mom, like, that's weak. That's weak. But anyway. Yes.
You know, Kale Hall has never mocked somebody's mama or somebody with cancer. He just doesn't do that.
No.
Only one third of this show does that, and that would be you, comrade. Just saying. Anyway, so we have a lot to get into. I've got to get Jackpot's thought on some games, and we've got letters to the NCAA tonight too. But before we do that, thank our sponsors, Callaway's Bar and Grill out in West Columbia, Highway 1 diagonal from the Walmart. They are the sponsor of the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge. Go by, have some beer, some wings, all kinds of good stuff. Callaway's Bar and Grill. Callaway'sBarAndGrill.com. We also have, from Dennis Wilson, DNC Trucking and Transport, the No Spin Zone segment with the Comrade. Comrade, read away.
It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is a standard for college football in this
Comrade's internet is spotty. Comrade, what's wrong with your internet? Look, Kale, are you seeing this where he's just frozen? Comrade's got to reset his router. What the hell's going on with you, Comrade? Comrade's router is messed up. All right, well, there's that. I'm going to boot Comrade from this because, well, no, we'll just let him sit there and look stupid. That's good for him. All right, well, people are talking about the David Capel. Comrade, we didn't hear any of what you wrote there. I think your Wi-Fi went to shit. Read it again.
I had to get out. Here's the thing right now. My 11-year-old son is playing Fortnite. Doesn't have school tomorrow. And I just realized that when I'm on the wrong Wi-Fi. So I just switched over to the other Wi-Fi, the secret Wi-Fi in the house that the kids don't know about. and it should be good now. I'll read it again. Let me read it again. Ready?
Read it.
Okay. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Clemson is the standard for college football in this country. Will Muschamp is an absolute failure. I ate all those foodie flakes and they gave me the foodie shits. It sucks to be a Gamecock. Go Tigers.
So, for those that don't know, Comrade was posting pictures of Flutie Flakes and Doug Flutie and everything else. How'd that work out for you, Comrade? How'd that work out for
you? It did. It worked out fine because it angered about 15 Clemson fans for about 4 days.
It didn't anger me. I laughed hysterically.
No.
And I'm going to say something here, and you guys can tell me if you believe me or not. And we'll start with Jackpot because I think he was checking some of the stuff in our game thread the other day. Even after Clemson was down 18, I still thought they were going to win. I think what I wrote was everybody writing this dumb shit, make sure, because you're going to come back and delete it all later.
Let's be clear in the game thread. Number one, the whole point of the game thread when I post them there, it's not to predict you're going to lose. It's to poke you when things aren't going well, to laugh at you. Okay, now honestly, I did not think you're going to lose the game. My only thing was that I didn't say this publicly, was if you scored on your first drive in the half, you're going to win. If you didn't score on your first drive in the half, then I thought I could really kind of sit down and think, okay, Clemson could lose this game. I really didn't think you're going to lose the game unless Boston College stopped you, have made you punt, or turned you over on the first drive of the second half. If that happened, like, okay, now we have a game. When they scored there, I said, Boston College is not going to lose. I mean, Boston College is not going to win. So, but it was fun just to watch Clemson fans get nervous and act like they weren't nervous when they were shitting their pants. That's all.
I was not nervous. Anyway, Kale, what did you think, man? Did you think Clemson was going to lose when they were down 18?
No. I knew they'd come back. I mean, I didn't think that. It was too good. You know what I'm saying? It was too good to be true. And usually when things are too good to be true, they usually are. I thought it could be like the Pitt game a few years ago, but that was more back and forth. I knew that Boston College didn't have the Jimmies or the Joes
or the Hounds
that shit. Or that either. Yeah. So, unfortunately, just not quite a good enough team to sustain that. But I don't know. Maybe you fuck up like that this coming weekend. You may find yourself on the short end of the final score, though.
I will bring up though Clemson fans once again embarrass themselves all over social media. The first half, the reason why you were losing had nothing to do with your freshman quarterback. Yet the dumbasses in your fan base were blaming him for your first half losing. You were losing because Boston College ran up and down you all the way down. It's kind of like Gamecock fans getting mad at Colin Hill when we can't tackle anybody. So I was laughing at that and the fact what you're saying. So that was pretty funny. Clemson fans reveal themselves in really great ways when things are not going well. That's one thing I love about Clemson fans. So that was pretty dumb. And now they're all loved. It's cool. I love them. I love DJ.
Comparing them to is not really fair. I mean, this guy threw for like 400 yards. Trash can leg.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, though, at least Kale was honest. Kale said point blank, he didn't think that they were going to lose. So there's that. And I just didn't think it was going to happen. Now, I want to talk about some of the other SEC games, though, in just a moment. But let's talk about our Pick'em Challenge. We've had some movement in this thing, right, Comrade?
Well, the leaders did horrible. I mean, the leaders did, like, the people in the top five did a horrible. Dennis Wilson got two right. McClure got two right. I got that wasn't the top five, but I got two right as well. You know what? I'm mad at myself. Listen, only 21 game. I went 2-6 this week, okay? And whatever, it blows. I should have went 3-5, though. I'm so mad at myself because I basically said this damn thing on Wednesday. The Auburn-LSU game, okay? Everyone takes LSU, and it seems like the easy thing. And I sat here and said it. It would not shock me if Bo Nix, because he always, like, plays on his ass like three games a year. If this was the game he plays out the ass, he didn't do it against us, thank God, and they blow out LSU. Like, it wouldn't shock me. And I thought about taking Auburn. I go, no, I'm going to be a little girl and take LSU like everybody else. And God, I was so mad at myself. And to be honest with you, on Saturday morning, I wanted to change the pick, but I knew I couldn't because I went insane. So I was so mad at myself. I was only one game. 3-5 still sucks anyway. But I was so – when Auburn started blowing them out, I was so mad at myself.
Right.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, anyway, this is in the past 3 weeks, the Comrade has been – Well,
bad.
I mean, you've been really bad. So, I mean, I'm just saying it's been just really bad. Comrade, tell us.
I'm now 500 now.
Huh?
I will say this though. This it's pretty impressive. When you can go 5-19, okay, and it pulls you down to 500 for the season. That's not bad. Okay, I'm 500. I'm going to 5-19. So I was 14 games over 500 in the first 5 weeks. So. So, yeah. You know, so that's kind of how that goes. But I do want to look at the games in terms of, like, the numbers, people who got wrong. It's
well,
pretty fascinating.
You said people in the top five. I mean, I got four correct, so and I had a decent week.
That's why you made a big movement, though. But, like,
I mean, I was in third. I was in fourth, and then I moved up. But anyway.
Yeah, but everybody else did pretty bad.
So Dennis Wilson leads the way at 37. The Jerry McClure drops from first into second, tied with Ben Simmons, that tall bastard, at 36. I'm 2 points back at 35. Big Dick Dulé and Nathan Medlin are both at 34, along with Beth Webb. Beth picked Auburn, by the way. Yeah, so appreciate her being in the contest. Edwin Reeves is on fire. If you look at the last, what, 4 weeks, he's gone 5-3, 4-4, 5-3, and 4-4. That, my friends, will win you some contests. If you can go 4-4 and 5-3 throughout the whole thing, you're going to finish up near the top. But the Comrade is way the fuck down there.
Real quick, though, the Georgia-Kentucky game.
Yeah.
Only three people took Kentucky to cover.
Yeah.
Three people. That's 6% of the people. That's like the all-time... of all our games so far this year, that's the all-time lowest number that, like, 94% of the people got it wrong. That's got to be an all-time record high right there.
Right.
LSU-Auburn, okay, 75% of the people took LSU. I'm still mad at myself. God damn. Still mad at myself.
Kale, was there a pick that that you were upset about that you were like, holy fuck?
Well, I got four right this week, and the Coastal Carolina one, I should have known better on that one. I don't know. See, when I get to this point where I've gotten behind and kind of gotten in a bit of a hole, I have to make some picks to where I think that everybody else will pick the other way. So if I happen to get it correct, then I start to gain some ground there, and this was one of those. So I can't believe that one. 51-0 just blows my mind. But I got the Texas one. I nailed that. And I think that most people took Oklahoma State on that one.
So, yep.
It is what it is. The Auburn thing just blows my fucking mind.
Can you highlight Aaron Short's comment, please? Because he had really a funny one.
Aaron Short over here. Well, let's see here. Okay.
That's a good funny one. Next one.
Sorry. I didn't know which one you were talking about.
I'd hate to be
a South Carolina fan.
Let's read that one. This is good.
Do you want me to read it? Read it in my radio voice?
He probably sketched a notepad. I got a funny joke.
Do you want me to read it in my radio voice? Can I do that?
This
is like, for those of you that don't know, I do voiceover work across the country with iHeartRadio. I'm the voice of the California State Fair.
This is hilarious.
All right, let me see if I can. Dust off the pipes here. Okay. I'd hate to be a South Carolina fan. Imagine going around saying, "I love my Cox."
Get it? Cox.
There you go. I read it just for you guys.
That dude's got a future right there.
Yeah.
That dude's got a future.
I've got a new sound clip, by the way, for the show. And you know what? We may call this the, what is this thing? This guy is the Aaron Short guy. Here you go. New sound clip for the show. There you go.
Can you imagine I hope his real last name isn't Short. Can you imagine going around being a dude and your last name is Short?
That's great. Anyway, dude. Welcome to the show, fucko. That's what nice. You get for coming in here running your mouth.
Nice tap, bro.
What is that? Is that a tattoo of fucking Yosemite Sam? Jackpot, look at that shit. Does he have a tattoo of Yosemite Sam?
His name is A.A.
That would be Yosemite Sam. Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. You have a tattoo of Yosemite Sam on your fucking arm, and you're going to come in here and mock people? Get the fuck out of here. The fuck is wrong with you?
A.A.
Holy shit. Anyway.
That was a good joke, though. I haven't heard that one yet. The whole play on words with Cox, and I love it. I haven't heard that one yet. It's a new one. That's good.
Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy the shit out of that clip. God damn it. I was cutting that up earlier and I was like, oh man, that just makes me happy. Anyway, welcome to the show, fucko. Congratulations. Anyway, back to our standings here. We do have one major movement here. Jackpot has finally caught up with Jackpot Jr. They are now at 28 picks apiece. I'm thinking Papa Jackpot may pass him eventually. So, yeah, good stuff there.
Got my sights set on bigger fish now.
Bigger fish. By the way, some people who did really well this week include
twos and threes.
Jamie Phillips with a 7. A 7 is a rock star week. Beth really Webb good. Also had a 6. What'd you say, Kale?
That's really good. I mean, a 7, that would be almost impossible.
Yep. Well, Matt Hewlett also got a 6. He stopped eating ass for a little bit and got a 6. Way to go, Matt. Lots of 5s, lots of 4s. What was the average score, comrade? What did you know that?
It was right at 4.
Yeah.
Right at 4. Right at breaking even.
So, there you go with that.
Yeah, that's where it usually is.
It's all fucking underdogs. Fucking underdogs.
You think underdogs are winning at all, Kale? What's going on, man?
Oh, I mean, the Kentucky was the underdog, right? And Auburn was Auburn. I don't know if they were an underdog in our contest.
That line's pushed like 3. That was a weird. That was a goofy ass game.
You know, Boston College. Underdogs are covering like 60% of the time anymore. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go with that. I should take away Yosemite Sam Short here's fucking comment, but it just makes me laugh that a grown ass man has a fucking Yosemite Sam tattoo. Fuck out of here.
You say I love cocks, get it? That must mean you like dick.
Holy
get it?
Shit.
Get it? What a minute. You say you
anyway,
love
it says, oh, look at this. Oh, no, no, no. He has a comment. We missed this. It's Yosemite Sam holding a bloody hatchet with a cut-off tiger fan.
Oh,
are you
awesome.
Fucking kidding me?
That's good.
God damn. Really?
That's
really?
Good.
When you...
Good.
What the
especially
fuck?
Virtual Kale is pissed off about this. God damn.
That's fucking trash.
I bet you show up everywhere.
Yosemite Sam had like 2 damn double barrel shotguns. Where did he have to carry the hatchet around?
This guy obviously.
What did he need the hatchet for?
Exactly. What the fuck? Did you walk up to Yosemite Sam and say, "Hey, we're gonna take those guns from you, there, dickhead. Here's a hatchet, fuckstick. This is Canada. You don't get a gun here. You run around with a hatchet, you motherfucker. You give me those goddamn guns."
And the other thing too, I don't think I've ever heard a Gamecock yell, "I love my cocks." I've heard "Go Cox."
Oh, we figured it out, Mike. Mike, we figured it out. He's an Alabama fan. Oh, we love Alabama fans. Oh, that's so great.
I'm guessing he likes Bama, the Lakers. Who else do you like? Bama, Lakers.
What is this? Says "I'm a tattoo." It's Yosemite Sam, Holy Ghost. Bloody hatchet in one hand and a tiger head in the other. The captain
is Roll Tide, bitch.
Hold on. Just for a second. Yeah. One of us here is an educator, and we won't tell you which one because we don't want people calling jobs. But I can highlight, which is spelled HILIGHT. Make sure you get that correct. And then what else do we have here? I think you meant to say caption, which is CAPTION. Holy shit.
Can you do this for us? Take a picture of your family tree and put it up.
It looks like a fucking fork. That's what his family tree is. It's a fork.
It doesn't branch it a whole lot.
God damn. How many teeth do you got, dude?
This is more fun than BYU fans.
Look at this shit. Look at this shit. He tried to correct himself and he still fucked it up.
Oh my god.
Now he's blaming autocorrect. Autocorrect doesn't do that, fuckstick. Jesus Christ. Look, if you're going to come in here and try to run your mouth, at least be able to type correctly. Beth Webb is a friend of the show. Maybe we could set you up with her and she can mail you a couple of spelling books, because I know that in Alabama you guys don't know anything about virtual calls and shit like that, and you would probably not show up anyway. What a fucking dumbass coming up in here. Holy shit. Anyway, Brock says he's got more spelling errors than teeth. Marcus has some love for the Kalester there. Says Kale's a sexy son bitch. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
okay. More from old Yosemite Sam tat. "I've done forgot more than y'all will ever learn. I'm typing fast, dipshits, not proofreading." Well, if the only way you can communicate is through typing, you should probably type correctly.
I've done forgot more. Lord.
I tell you what, here's what we'll do, fuckstick. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and you can call in, and you can tell us about how many teeth you have and how many times you ran down your sister and impregnated her. We can have calls like that. I don't give a shit. Alabama fans are stupid across the board. I don't think I've ever met an intelligent Alabama fan. Really,
I bet his real name is. I bet his real name is Aaron.
His real name is Aaron.
And he thought it was Aaron and spelled it wrong. Aaron, go. He had to go run an errand.
No, his real name is Error, as in he came fucked up.
He came up short.
Here, let's. I tell you what. I'm gonna go ahead and open up the Google Voice here. And we'll take calls
now.
Tonight.
Eat a donut, fellas.
Yeah, that's the way to go. So tell me to eat donuts. Okay, I love donuts. Fuck off, fuckstick. All right. Well, anyway, that's the Callaway's Pick'em Challenge tonight. A little bit of movement up top, and I think everybody. Would you agree that if you're within, say, 7 picks, you're in the mix there, comrade?
Yeah, I do, because I'm 7 back. That's perfectly fine.
Oh, are you?
I didn't know that. Exactly. So I still think I have a shot, but it's getting kind of – I need a big week this week. I need to get a 6-win week this week.
I'm officially putting Clemson on Notre Dame upset alert.
No, Jesus.
Marcus says, "Aaron was shorted on intelligence by God, tisk, tisk." Aaron, I tell you what you do, man. Since I'm a fair person, I think we can all agree on that. Before we read our letters to the NCAA tonight.
I want to hear you talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm putting up the phone number right now, and we're going to have it there. And it's going to move a little. I'm trying to get it to move a little slower because, obviously, you don't have any intelligence. But there's the number to call. There's the number to call, sir. Why don't you call and your lisp is probably worse than the comrades having to go through those two teeth of yours. Your tongue bats up against them. But please, we'll be happy to take your call this evening. I'm glad my dad didn't name me Dick in school. They call your last name first. Jesus Christ. I get to sit here and clown him all night. Anyway, I tell you what. I want to talk about the other SEC games in a moment. There's the number to call. We're taking calls this evening. 803-470-2905. I've got letters to the NCAA, gentlemen. Would you like to hear my letters to the NCAA?
No.
Why not? These are great letters. The fuck is wrong with you? I've got great letters to the NCAA. Comrade, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Jackpot, are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. The first letter. I've got the music to play with them too. Hold on. I want to make sure I do it correctly here. These are letters that were hijacked, that were sent to the NCAA, and yeah, they're really good. A lot of them are just upset, and yeah. So there we go. A little bit of your background music there. Dear NCAA, exactly. The Clemson program has gone too far. How can they possibly win against Boston College after the Eagles had an 18-point lead? How could they possibly be this deep at QB? Our school has to import a gimp from the Mountain West with no knee ligaments. This needs to stop right now. Please investigate Clemson today. That letter is signed respectfully, B. Lee. I don't know who B. Lee is. The next letter. Dear NCAA, why is it that our coach can draw top-level talent but can't get us over the hump? Clemson won yesterday with a backup QB and without four starters on defense. If that happened with our team, we would lose by 60. Clemson needs to be investigated. It's just not fair. Signed, S. Dog. Thanks, S. Dog, for writing the NCAA. Also to the NCAA this evening, I'm writing this letter as a final hope to bring some hope to my Gong Show program. I do a podcast with a man from the Kremlin who has giant calluses on both of his knees from years of service to our shit for brains coach. I want Clemson to lose so bad, I don't really care who beats them. Every Saturday I watch and my blood pressure goes through the roof. Can you please put Clemson on probation for abuse of the little brother in our state program? All help will be appreciated. Respectfully, C. Jackpot. Hey, that guy's got the same last name that you do. Look at that shit.
Oh, wow.
Kale. One final note. This is to the NCAA. Dear NCAA, Will Muschamp is the greatest. He only needs 8 years to bring our program back to respectability. I'm tired of people messing with my boy, my coach. Clemson should be forced to send us their backup QB so we can lose by 14 instead of 28 the next time we play them. Thanks for looking into this. Respectfully, M. Dabreski. I'm just stunned by this because yesterday there were a lot of Gamecock Eagle fans out there that were just so upset.
Shout out to Steve Brum over there on YouTube. Never seen him in here before, but he's bumping those gums pretty good tonight. Giving us the excuse about, we still won, but we were out six starters, including Trev. You know what? You're too deep. I mean, y'all run around. They got T-shirts with it. We got billboards. It's part of the culture. It's the philosophy. We're too goddamn deep everywhere you turn. So it shouldn't matter. You should be. You should technically be out one whole fucking string on either side of the fucking ball. and you should still be able to blow out the other team across the way from you there by the same amount that you would with the first string. You're just too fucking deep.
How mad are you, Kale? It's okay. Just tell
us
how
mad. I'm not, but we're just saying we got to put it here in context. You know, can't talk about starters being out. Can't talk about that.
Oh, well, and I want to put that out there, too. And I don't know if I tweeted this out or if I think I might have posted it somewhere. I'm glad that the majority of the Clemson fans that I know weren't like suck-ass Gamecock fans that were running around, Thornwell was out. If we had fucking Thornwell, we would have kicked your ass. Watch what happened yesterday. When you have a depth of a program, which is what Clemson has, you can be four guys down and your fucking Heisman Trophy quarterback, and you still fucking win. And by the way, let me put this out there now, because I am confident in my assessment of football. And I'm going to make sure that everybody knows this right now. Clemson wins next week at Notre Dame by probably three scores. Let me finish. With or without Trevor.
Yeah.
We could put our fucking punter in there, and he'll go throw touchdown passes. So write that shit down. And also, the Bonham Trophy will not be coming to spend some time at that shithole at Williams-Brice. That's not happening. You're not going to win that trophy either.
Oh,
so there you go. Two picks right there. Go ahead. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh,
and then tell me if you have the satchel to pick your team.
Here's my guarantee. First of all, if you lose Notre Dame, I'm not guaranteeing you're going to lose. I'm saying if you lose.
Hold on 1 second. Get the fuck out of here, Yosemite Sam tattoo.
I guarantee, if you lose Notre Dame, I guarantee, I will have at least 5 screenshots on social media of different Clemson fans saying, if we would have had Trevor, we'd win the game. That's my promise to you.
All right, well, okay. You won't see it from me. I guarantee you that.
Listen. You like to always take a random Gamecock fan and link them to me. Oh, it's just typical right there, comrade.
I have screenshots of what you said yesterday. These are words that came from you, sir. Would you like to go over those? They're signed M. Dabreski, sir. Would you like to talk about that?
Sure. What did I say?
Let's see here. Is Muschamp coaching the Clemson defense today? These are from you. Did you or did you not say that?
I was wondering.
Okay.
That defense looked really bad.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, you run your dick sucker a lot, so you need to be quiet.
That's a question. That's not talking shit. I was asking a question. Muschamp was off last week.
Okay. Well, how about this statement, sir? Clemson got lucky that the SEC voted not to have out-of-conference games. We're better than Coastal, and Coastal is better than Clemson. Did you or did you not say that, sir?
At the time, you can make a strong case for that. At the time when I said that snapshot right there,
I'm just saying, you run your mouth a lot.
I like to try out material and see how it gets reaction to people.
Let me see if I can show this to everybody. Let's see if that. There you go. The comrade posting motherfuckers eating Flutie Flakes.
After the scoop and score right there. I think that was after the scoop and score. Flutie Flakes.
I'm just saying, you run your dick sucker a lot. And I'm calling it right now. Clemson beats Notre Dame. South Carolina gets embarrassed again. Kellen Mond's going to look like a fucking Heisman Trophy candidate.
Listen, I don't know how we beat A&M because I think Kellen Mond's going to destroy us. I don't know how, but it's 2020. And weird shit's been happening all year long. And what would be weirder than we beat A&M? What would it be? If we're the freshman quarterback, that dude's right. Okay, coming out. The kid from Myrtle Beach. I can't even think of his name now.
Comrade, you got to at least message me as to who is running this rumor, because no one of any substance is talking about this, that Doty's going to start.
I don't want to, yeah.
Why can't you tell me about it? I'm not going to put it out there.
It's not anyone bad. It's just there's a couple people who It's just kind of, they always say these little rumors. It's not true, but they're good people. They're not assholes. They're not Spurs Up Show guy. Somebody else that I like.
Well,
I don't want to mock them.
Kale, do you think I'm crazy for picking Clemson to win and Texas A&M to win? Is that batshit crazy?
Is it batshit crazy?
Yes, batshit crazy.
No.
Do you think it's going to happen?
Well, maybe. And not.
Here's the thing, though. I think Jimbo Fisher is an awful coach.
I think the chance of Notre Dame beating Clemson, I think the chance of South Carolina beating Texas A&M is a lot better than the chance of Notre Dame knocking off Clemson.
That's a good question, Robbie. So here's this, Rob. Let's just say this. Let's say I've gone to the future, but I'm not going to tell you all the details. But I'm going to come back from the future, and I say, listen, okay, one of these things happens. SC beats A&M, Notre Dame beats Clemson. One of them happens. Only one of them happens. Not both of them. One of them happened. Gun to your head, which one happened? What would you say?
Clemson beats Notre Dame.
Rob, will you highlight the comment from Harris McWaters?
You did not play the game correctly, Rob Sanders. I said
cheated.
Notre Dame beats Clemson, Gamecocks beat A&M. One of those things happened. I come up for the future, and I can tell you which one. One of them happened. Gun to your head, which one do you say happened?
It's just like a far-out world, comrade. I don't see how it could happen anywhere.
I'm just saying, if I came back from the future and said, listen, what happened? One of them happened. Which one are you picking?
I think it's – all right, so you're telling me one of them has to happen.
One of them happened. Okay, not both of them happened. One happened. The Gamecocks beat A&M or Notre Dame beat Clemson. Which one do you think happened, Rob? Gun to your head. Your life depends on it.
My life depends on it.
Your life depends on it, unless my gun doesn't fire.
Wait a minute. You can't be talking about guns. Yosemite Sam had his fucking guns taken away. He was given a hatchet.
True. He's got a hatchet now.
Well, anyway.
Short dick.
Man. Oh, shit. Anyway.
Chat room. You play the game too. Chat room. People in the chat room. Same thing. I go in the future.
Well, I'm gonna go with Rapper 1000. The Tar Heels lost a close battle. That's what I'll go with. The Tar Heels will lose a close battle. I don't see any planet where South Carolina wins. So
you think Notre Dame could beat Clemson more than
I think Notre Dame has a better chance of beating Clemson, and it's slimmer, but I think it's better than South Carolina.
Personally, I'm not sure what I'd say.
Go ahead, Ken.
I'll say this. Texas A&M is known for shitting the bed.
Yes.
Especially when they start out hot. And we have started the season a few weeks later than normal. So the time that they get the covers turned down on the bed and the pants drop so that they can take a big old steamy deuce on it a few weeks later as well. And it seems like we're coming up on that time. I don't know so much if it's going to be what we're going to do as much as what they ain't going to do.
Well, I would buy that logic, Kale, but you would think that you would have beaten them once since they've been in the league. Under that logic.
We should have in 2017, but...
Yeah, we should have. That was a Jake Bentley pad pass, wasn't it? What's the game that Bentley, the awful pass in the first half there? That was...
There's been so many.
That was 18. That was last home game. Remember we played them?
Yeah, that's when they went there and started beating his helmet on the...
He had that horrible pass. Just an inexcusable pass.
Yeah.
I guess... My thing is this. If that's your defense, here's the thing, though. Clemson rarely plays two bad games in a row, okay? And so they look like ass against Boston College. And you can sit there and deny it, whatever it is. Your defense looks like holy trash ass, okay? And you rarely play bad twice in a row. Now, if you play like that, Notre Dame will beat you. But I can't believe he'll play like that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not really sure how good Notre Dame is. They looked good this past week. But Notre Dame, I know that it's different teams. But they've got a bunch of guys on their team that got their ass whipped by Clemson before recently. And that's got to be a little bit something. I'm hoping that they saw the Boston College game and they're watching the film of that game, maybe have a little more confidence now.
Look,
I think part of it is confidence for Notre Dame.
Right.
And I hope they watch that tape and they go, you know, we can beat these guys. That's part of it.
All right. Well, let me
freshman quarterback.
Let me sound off on some of this stuff over in the chat room. That there's been four or five people that are talking about defensive starters out, this out, that out, everything else. Shut up. As the person that supports the Clemson program on this show, shut the hell up. Tired of hearing that shit. Doesn't matter. And Kale's being a smart ass, but in reality, he's right. When Clemson rolls out there, the first and second string should be good enough to compete. It's as simple as that.
Next five starters.
don't come at me with this bullshit of, oh, well, there were four starters out and blah, blah, blah. And especially don't come at me with this whole thing of Trevor Lawrence is out. Look, Trevor Lawrence is an absolutely great player. But recruiting services and every fucking coach in the world was losing their shit about DJ Uiagalelei. I hope I pronounced that correctly. They were loving the shit out of this guy. Dabo Sweeney said that he made Trevor Lawrence look normal in practice. Man. Okay? So if you've got that, you can't use that as an excuse. It's bullshit.
And plus, DJ's a gym rat. I mean, DJ's watching film while Trevor Lawrence is out away from his team, out there partying, getting the COVID. I'm putting it out there.
Jesus Christ!
Yesterday on the on his live stream that he did, where he live streamed all the games when he was watching them on the Lou's little ticker that runs down below when he was waiting for the show to start, and it's got all the game times there listed. You had Georgia versus Kentucky 12 p.m. It's Kansas State versus whatever 12 p.m. and then it comes across Boston College versus Tiny Guitar. Well,
fucking Uncle Lou. On that note, I tip my hat to Uncle Lou on that. Holy shit. What a fucking disaster that is. Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, just stop with all that. Just stop. Yeah. By the way, a couple of other things. I want to get you. You mentioned the whole Doty thing. Let's put you guys on the record. You think Doty starts this week or not?
No,
I don't think he does. But maybe. I mean, the rumors don't come out of the blue, I guess. So maybe he's going to get some time at quarterback this week. I don't see him starting, but you never know. I don't want to discount the guy who said the rumors. He might be right, and if he is, good for him. I just know that where it comes from. He said a lot of things like this, and he's been right one time.
Let's go to the phones. Hold on. Let's see who's here. Good evening. Welcome into the Rob, Comrade, and Kale Show. What do you got for the program?
Well, I was watching one of Kale's A&M videos from last year. And he was talking about Cordray Richardson, where he come from. Cordray Richardson is the reason ETN come to Clemson.
Okay.
Because Clemson had him, and they ended up dropping for some kind of reason. That's how they picked up ETN.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. And I enjoyed this day of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right. You too.
He called up to correct you, Kale.
Kale, be factual for crying out loud.
Yeah, Kale, if you don't start bringing facts to this fucking show.
I totally missed that.
I want to share something with you guys really quick here. that did you guys see the fight after the with Mizzou and I'm gonna put I'm gonna play a clip of it and show the folks in the group
jackass.
Here.
Jackass.
I couldn't get it on my damn thing. I don't have it on channel. I had to watch it on fucking Facebook. Somebody was live streaming it. I don't have the alternate channel. Doesn't come in with my YouTube TV.
All right, hold on a second. I am going to let's see, I can share this screen here. We can play this clip here. Since it's a news clip, we won't get in trouble for this. All right, so here's the fight. Let's see.
And now this is starting to get a little bit out of hand.
Yeah.
Come on.
Needs to get out of here. They got a big game next week against Georgia, and I think that's what Dan Mullen was trying to do, is prevent any one of his players from doing something stupid. This is getting ugly. This punch is being thrown.
Yeah, that's getting beyond ugly. That's another one thrown. Zachary Carter in there for Florida.
Yeah, look at him just railing. That's crazy.
Right? This is getting bad. I mean, there's going to be some severe ejections. This is absolutely the last thing that Dan Mullen wanted for his ball club going into the cocktail party next week.
Yeah. Dan Mullen,
they are having a whole lot of problems trying to bring this up. And something happened after that play that incited Dan Mullen and the Gator squad. And I believe Kyle Trask, Trask might have taken a shot late. And that, you don't see Dan Mullen with that look very often. He was absolutely irate.
I thought he was running out there because he was trying to break up his players from doing something dumb. Didn't want him to get a cheap ejection and be out the first half. But I think you're right, Mike. I think somebody took a hit on Trask. His offensive linemen were trying to defend him. And by the time Dan Mullen got out there, it was a little too late. There's a lot to unfold here. And I think the SEC office in Birmingham is probably going to be.
By the way, Mike Morgan there on the call, who, by the way, I think we all can agree on this, should be the voice of the Gamecocks. Anyway, just me being a radio geek.
I mean, he's sitting here, sucking off Florida about their big game against Georgia next. So what about fucking Mizzou? I mean, they can't afford to have players suspended either. I mean, they got big games. So they got Gamecocks. And they got Mississippi State coming up soon. Can they afford to be down any players either? No.
Well,
virtual Kale better.
Virtual Kale's still here, man. I mean, he's still here. I mean,
this is ridiculous.
All right. Well, you think you guys gonna get fined for that fight there, Kale? People gonna get heads are gonna roll.
I think some players are missing them some time in whatever's coming up, and if it's Florida players, that's usually announced like Monday or so. So,
yeah,
the coach is a fucking idiot, though. He came back out of the deck. What about that?
Well, that's what I was going to get to next.
Field after he had him in. What?
Yeah, I was going to say that next, but I mean that you're right. Mullen was fucking stupid. I don't understand what he's doing, man. Get
he's
the hell off the field.
Idiot.
Yeah. Here's his quote. From my understanding, I think our guys thought they took a late hit at our quarterback.
A lot of dumb shit this year. First of all, he wanted to fill the fucking stadium.
Yeah.
Then he has COVID everywhere.
Yeah, that's true, too. A camera angle followed a heated Mullen to midfield, and it shows the Gator head coach in the middle of all of it shouting at Missouri players and coaches. Following Mullen's actions, according to what I'm reading here, that's when things really got ugly between the players. So you've got basically his guy took a hit and he was pissed off about it. Wow. Wow. I Bearded Dog says Dan Mullen peace sitting down. Yeah. I think
had to be some chippiness. There was some shit going on before that, because I mean, you know, I mean, there are dirty hits all the time, and that's usually not the end result. So I think they were all talking a little shit before that. I mean, this is just a weird time. Everybody, emotions are high everywhere. This fucking coronavirus shit's making people crazy. You got the damn election coming up in a couple of days. I mean, it's just everybody's on the edge. So,
Comrade, I wanted to bring your attention to who rejoined the show after being out for a bit. Look at your buddy down there.
Oh, hey, Destroy!
Destroy has returned.
What's up there, buddy?
Comrade, look who's here.
Yeah.
Oh, Destroy's back. Oh, that's good. Florida must have won.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that.
He thinks that, he says, quote, he was upset his quarterback took a late hit. It's clear y'all never played ball past Pop Warner.
Was he more upset than you were after Florida got their ass kicked and you stopped coming out of the show?
Besides Jackpot. First of all, fuck stick, neither one of us said anything about taking late hits or whatever. We just said that it appears that Trask got hit and his coach went out there to defend him. Do I need to have the court reporter read it back to you as far as what I said?
Last week we were talking about, you weren't here last week, Destroy. I'm sorry. 2 weeks ago we were talking about, you weren't here either. That's right. You took the weeks off, Destroy.
By the way, I give Georgia fans shit, but I'm starting to believe fucking Florida fans are dumber than Georgia fans. I'm really starting to believe that. I mean, really. Really, really. It's like, I mean, you have different levels. Alabama fans are like way the fuck up here. And then right below them, though, is probably Florida. And I give Georgia right there after that. That's kind of where they are. And if I have to pick a team I wanted to win next week, as the comrade said, it's like Hitler playing Saddam Hussein when those two teams play. But you know what? I hope Georgia beats your ass. Then we won't have to see you for another month. There, that's true, man. God. We never played football past Pop Warner there, comrade. Jackpot did. But yeah, none of us played football.
Yeah, no, not me.
Yeah, they're just terrible. Just terrible across the board. We have to talk about LSU for a minute with Auburn before we get out of here. By the way, we'll take your calls at 803-470-2905.
We got to do our games too, by the way.
Oh yeah, we'll do that too. he called us nerds. You guys are a bunch of nerds.
I'm gonna get serious right now. Destroy. I have no respect for you, because when your team got their ass kicked, you didn't show up. Okay, if you just showed up like Hunter Slay shows up, like you know, Dan, you know what? I tip my hat to you, but you are weak.
Tony Jackson shows up every week too.
You are a weak fan with weak skin. You cannot show up when your team loses and take it. You run your mouth, and when your team loses, you disappear and do family time on Sundays. That's fine.
Then
they win, and you come back on. You have a big blowout win. You back in here like we know your game, okay? And when Georgia packs that ass this week, and they will. Okay, you won't show up. And if Florida wins the game this week, you'll be here. Like, oh, man, yeah. That's what you are, okay? You're a little guy.
Tony Jackson shows up every week. I want to make sure everybody knows that. And I give Georgia fans shit, but Tony Jackson does show up every week.
You show up for the SC game because you won. That's right. That's what you do, because you got a little low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Okay, you got a little issues, okay? You little guy right there, you can't quite get it up all the time. That's okay. There's pills for it, son. We'll get your blue pills and you lose. How about that?
Little blue chew can.
Conrad Thompson over here to hook us up.
If you lose to Georgia, I'll send you some blue pills to take so you can come on the show so you feel a little bit better about yourself. That's who you are now. You have outed yourself. That's what you are. I can't respect you now. I respect the Georgia fans who come in here after they get their ass kicked. Tennessee fans get their ass kicked. That's what you do. I come here every damn weekend when my team gets their ass kicked, but you can't do that, okay? Low self-esteem, tiny boy, can't get it up. It's all right. Listen, we're going to work with you, though. Some therapy, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to work with you. But you got to try showing up after you lose. That's all. That's all. Right now, you're called.
I wish we could be the next podcast to promote Dick Bills and all trimmers.
Yeah, you know what? I can approach them about doing ads if you want to talk about doing the ball trimmers, yeah. Kale. But you got to read all those ads. I'm not going to talk about shaving my fucking sack.
I'll read them.
I mean, you know, I listen to podcasts all the time, so I mean, it's almost like in the back of my head. Don't use your razor for that. You use to shave your face to shave your nuts. That's just nasty. Everybody does it. I mean, the Spurs Up dude has it.
Yeah, We'd have more sponsors if I had more time to sell the fucking show, but the three of us have jobs. It's hard to sell shit. Speaking of which, if you would like to sponsor this show, now's a good time for that. You can reach out to all the three of us here, and we'll be happy to promote your business. There we go with that. So, yeah. I wanted to talk a little bit about LSU with Auburn. Man, things have fallen to the shitter down in Baton Rouge. I mean, they look like horse shit.
What do you make of the game? Like, I can't figure out what the Gamecocks are. And I know you say, oh, they're shit. Okay, I get that. But, like, the fact that we beat Auburn, okay, and Auburn destroys LSU makes no damn sense. It makes no damn sense. But anyway, I mean, I'm just curious about the A&M game because I want to see what we do. I'm curious about what we do. We might get our ass kicked, might win, but I can't figure out the SEC teams in the middle right there. The Auburns, the LSUs, the A&Ms.
Nobody's any good, but everybody is.
But Bama and Georgia, pretty much, is it.
I don't know if I'm buying Georgia being
and,
great.
And what a shocker. What a fucking shocker. The SEC East is once again coming down to these two fuckers.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us, and I even put it on my team too. None of us can fucking step up. We didn't fucking step up. Tennessee couldn't fucking step up. Missouri got their nuts chopped off yesterday. Kentucky looks like shit. Nobody fucking steps up. Goddamn. Neither one of them are fucking world beaters. Okay. I mean, it's not like like the Taters or fucking Ohio State out there or competing with, and that's fucking drives me nuts.
Well, but could you make the same argument for the West there, Kale? And I mean that because Auburn's look like shit for, you know, a couple games this year. A&M has a loss. LSU's in the shitter. Ole Miss is Ole Miss, and Mississippi State is a shithole. I mean, you have one team over there, too. Nobody really challenging them.
Yeah, they got such a shithole. They got guys quitting.
Yeah. At Mississippi State, that's happening. Yeah.
Alabama's a little bit more of an elite program.
All right. Hey, Texas A&M fan, give me a Gamecocks in 34.5 then, okay? We'll put $100 in there right there. Put that line, the 35-point win for A&M this week is predicting. I want the Gamecocks plus 34.5, $100.
Jerome Pruitt says, your video at Daytona was 22 minutes of straight awesomeness. That is in my queue to watch. What were you doing in Daytona that was so great there, Kale? Kale's like, I do so much awesome shit, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't pinpoint.
Yeah, I know. It's like Razor Ramon ooze machismo. I ooze fucking awesomeness in these videos. That had to be the one that I was talking about on Friday when the kid committed to Georgia over South Carolina, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm with you on that, but I don't know what the hell was happening with LSU just turned into a gong show, and the comrade's right, man. 2020 is a shitty year because what you think you know, you don't. I mean, you really don't. you thought that LSU had fixed all their wrongs when they played South Carolina and ran them stupid. And then they go to Auburn and they look like garbage. I mean, just hot garbage. There's not anything else to describe but how bad that team was in that matchup. And what did they score, 11 points, comrade? Was that what it was? 35, 11, some shit like that?
Yeah.
As Kale's over there looking at something. Kale dropped out. His phone must have died. But anyway, yeah, I think LSU's completely fallen into the shitter. I was going to ask you, since we're over halfway through the season there, we'll bring Jackpot back into the mix here too. Are there any surprises in the SEC that you look at and you think, man, I just kind of shit the bed on that one? For me, it's Arkansas. Kale, have you got a surprise team in the SEC that you're like, man, I can't believe they're playing this well?
I mean, that's the obvious answer. That's the Arkansas. I mean, they've only won, were they two and four? I don't know.
Something like that.
There's still one more SEC games than they have the past 3 years combined, and they've been competitive. I mean, they lost one by 2 points, and last night against Texas A&M, I mean, they didn't look half bad. They went back and forth with them there for the first half, and then the second half they kind of pulled away a little bit, kind of came back, got a little backdoor cover on them. I was sweating that shit out too. They got the damn ball back with like a minute and a half left, and I didn't think they were going to be able to score.
Yeah.
And they kind of punched it in. There were like under 30 seconds left, so
right.
That was pretty good.
Did you see the
end of the North Carolina game last night too?
I did not.
I talked about that too when I recapped my picks from the weekend earlier, and talked about a coach actually having some fucking balls, because it was Virginia was up 41-20 in that game, and then North Carolina came all the way back. And somehow or another, there was a field goal there, and Virginia was up 44-41 with like 2 minutes left. And they were going to have to punt back to UNC, and they were on like their own 45. So they were going to have to punt to UNC, who, I mean, they had the momentum, and like 2 minutes left on the clock, and they would have scored. They would have definitely would have been able to tie the game up and go to overtime, or just straight out win it. But they went to overtime, they probably would have won because they had all the momentum, you know, and they got their players all around the field. So Bronco Mendenhall went fourth and like four, I guess, and they're on their own 45-yard line now. He fucking fakes a punt. He runs a fake punt, gets a fucking first down, and then they just run the damn fuck out. That's awesome. I mean, that right there is what you call – He didn't play not to fucking lose. Didn't play not to fucking lose. I like it when a coach grabs their damn balls.
And yeah.
Kicking fucking field goals all the time. And
his balls are got calluses on them from touching the damn ground. That's the truth on that play. Yeah, I read about that, but I didn't catch it live. But Kale, do you have a Kale Hall special for us this week for our picks?
This week's is a little bit more traditional, unlike last week's. We don't have something real obscure this week. We got the Washington State Cougars going on the road to take on the Oregon State Beavers.
Nice Beaver.
Cougs and Beavs. Cool.
Pac-12 football's back. Pac-12 football is back. Now, you know, and listen, I think our rule should be, from the rest of the season now, except for the Clemson games, no more ACC games in the slate. Because now we got all the real confidence back. We don't need to mess around with North Carolina game, all that shit.
Oh, God.
Personally. But I'm excited. I like Pac-12 football. I'm not going to lie to you. Pac-12 football.
I like Washington Trojans. Let's pick some games here. Yes, we know. Okay. Yeah. Games that we can pick here. I'm going to throw them out. What you got?
So we got Washington State, Oregon State, Clemson right. game, and the game time. You got three built in right now.
So we need
five more.
Yep.
You got five more.
We do Tennessee and Arkansas.
Okay, that's one of my head in there, too. But I think for sure we got to do BYU at Boise State.
I'm not fucking picking Smurfs. Fuck them.
I think BYU, Boise State, but they're the best quarterback in the country, BYU. I think it's that dude, Zach. What's his name again? Damn name.
You don't even know his name. You say he's the best quarterback in the country.
What
the fuck's Zach, wrong with you?
What's the fucking name? I'm losing my mind.
So you want us to do the Smurfs versus the people with the magic underwear. Is that what you're telling me?
BYU, Boise State, I think for sure. Florida, Georgia for sure. Okay, Kale wants Tennessee and Arkansas.
Yeah, why is it
that when I shoot something down, you two automatically are like, fuck off, we're doing it anyway.
We're doing it anyway. I think the game we need, now I don't know if he's starting or not. I mean, I don't know if he is or not. But I think we need to have the Arizona at Utah game. I think Jake's playing. Is Jake playing at Utah? I didn't even write anything about that. Yes. Yeah, I think Arizona at Utah for sure. I think we said every damn Utah game the rest of the year. For Jake Bentley, high draft pick.
Oh man. Okay. So,
if you want ACC game this week besides Clemson, I think we should go for the teams that gave Clemson a scare. Two shit teams: BC at Syracuse.
No, I. God damn it, we're not doing that. Since you won't
make your mind. Ah. The 3-3 battle, those two will go at it in the fourth quarter.
Fuck all them. Look, why don't we go with why don't we do the matchup with Coastal and South Alabama, since Coastal's a 15th-ranked team
Christ.
In the country.
I'm sick of doing Coastal games.
Why are you so insane?
Get off with the shit. Get off with
look,
it.
Look. Slow up. Slow down.
God,
the problem is that you know deep down in your heart, Coastal might whip your ass.
How about this? I want to bet on games that I actually can find in the damn TV. How about that? Okay?
They'll be on TV.
I don't have to go to my internet ticker and hit refresh to see the score of the game. How about that? Okay? Can we make that rule from now on? The Cal Hall specials are okay. But, like, you know, when we have two of these damn games, how about that?
Coastal's going to be on ESPN2, so...
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's probably in the Ocho.
Well, I want Coastal.
How the hell do they rank them number 15 in the country? They were in the same conference that App State's in. And App State was never ranked as high as them 15. And I mean, they beat the Gamecocks. I mean, they beat UNC both last year. Coastal, they beat fucking Kansas and Campbell. And all
Coastal,
of a sudden,
yeah.
Ranked number
Coastal
15.
Lucked out. They lucked out with COVID, because if not for COVID, they'd have been 0-1 to start the year. I'm being serious with you.
All right, well, we're going to have the Clemson game, but you asked me what game I wanted. I wanted the Coastal game.
I'm sick of that fucking game.
But that's because you can't pick it correctly.
I told myself, and I'm doing the games this week. I saw that game, and I go, I bet you that goddamn redheaded bastard is going to say, you know what, I'll do the Coastal game.
I mean, they're the second best team in the state there, comrade. Why not?
They're not dog shit.
If they played South Carolina, they would, the bad boys from the beach, that's what they would do. They would run roughshod over your ass. It would look like the Steiner brothers damn wrestling a bunch of damn developmental talent out there. That's exactly what would happen. They would bitch slap y'all into next month. Stop with that bullshit. You will pay some fucking respect to the second best team in the state.
We'll put it on here.
Damn right we will. And until they lose, you know what? You can have your fucking Utah game, but until they lose, Coastal will be on the damn picks. We got eight picks.
Jake Bentley. I should respect Jake Bentley. You.
Maybe your fan base should have respected him a little bit and not said shit to him on Instagram. Maybe that should have happened.
10 times worse.
Really? How many more do we got?
That's it. I mean, we got
how, what
now.
The fuck? How's that? How's that it?
Because
well, read them out.
I'll read it to you. We got Washington State and Oregon State. That's one.
How? No one agreed to that shit. No one gives a fuck about that game. Who's Oregon
the
playing?
Special. Washington State, Oregon State.
Oh, that is
special.
All right. Well, that is Kale's. God damn it, Kale.
That agrees all. the rule. The Kale Hall special.
That trumps everything.
Yeah, we don't even discuss that. We ask Kale's specialist. It goes on the damn docket. Okay, that's kind of power he has.
Yeah. All right, so...
Okay, Washington State, Oregon State's one.
Fuck me.
Clemson, Notre Dame is two. Texas A&M and Carolina, three. Florida versus Georgia, cocktail party, cock, four. BYU at Boise State, five. Tennessee at Arkansas, six. Arizona at Utah, seven. And South Alabama at Coastal, eight.
You know what? I think I figured out something. I think Destroy wants a date with Kale. Can we make that happen, Kale? Would you take Destroy out? Would you guys go? Would you go on a date with Destroy?
Make sure after a Florida loss, he won't show up. make sure after Florida plays a crap team, they win. Otherwise, he'll go in hide for 3 weeks.
Poor Kale. Kale's mad at us. He's gonna be like, "Hey, we're trying to say."
I can see now why Destroy spells his name with a lowercase d.
Yeah, makes with a lowercase d.
Perfect sense now.
He's
lowercase.
He's a sloppy bottom.
He's small.
That's funny. Some of the comments from the chat. Final call for calls 803-470-2905. Destroy wants to know if you're in a basement. Let's see here. What else have we got? Who else is calling us here? They're talking about Clemson playing Alabama last time. Alabama looks scary good. Yeah, there you go. South Carolina and Clemson
no,
automatically
in the
challenge.
I'm in my off room, my kitchen. Right there is my kitchen. Okay, I'm in a little extra bonus room back here.
Destroy says, sorry, I'm a Jackpot Pot fan and not any of you crackheads. Apparently you and I do crack now. we're all crackheads.
I knew it.
A couple more seasons with Muschamp, I might start doing crack.
I wonder, yeah, that is kind of funny. All right, so we'll have our games on on what? Wednesday. And by the way, just to throw this out there, you know, I don't like to do politics stuff on our show, but make sure you go out and vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for. Make sure you go out and vote.
Write in votes. Write in the comrade. Let's get this. Let's get a swell of a new candidate there. Everyone write in comrade. Trump and Biden are both jokes. Write in the comrade, okay, for the comrade party. Okay, I'm starting it right now. Write it in. If I get 25 votes, you know, I'm going to find out about it.
No, okay, well, see, the comrade put some of his politics out there. I wasn't putting politics out there. I just think that my big thing is that it's important, to me anyway, that voting is just one of the most important things ever. And I love the people that they want to bitch about things, but they don't want to... they don't go out and vote. I just don't get it. So if you want change or if you want things to stay the same, some of y'all just like the way things are going now. That's fine. Go out and vote and keep it that way. Simple as that. So anyway, go vote. Everybody, I think everybody here agrees with that. I voted yesterday, by the way.
I'm a trush. I vote on Tuesday.
You're gonna go stand in line? Let's see who this is.
I'm gonna stand in line. Yes.
Oh, let's see who's calling us here. Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, man. It's Jerome.
Hi, Jerome.
Man, I got to put an end to this shit.
Okay.
This whole Texas A&M thing, I mean, you're not even on fucking Georgia's level of shitting and on every fucking – I mean – dude, that's ridiculous, man. Like, A&M, really? They're the next big thing?
Who said A&M's good?
Did someone in the chat say that A&M was good?
Someone, A&M's, they're here. They're the next big thing. They're Tennessee is back.
None of us said that.
Look, I don't think any of us said that, but I think the three of us are in agreement that, and I don't like to speak for my two co-hosts, so if they tell me that what I'm saying here is full of shit, I'll be happy to take the pop on my hand and go about my merry way. But I think that we all agree that Jimbo Fisher hasn't been a good coach since his wife was doing gymnastics off that Florida Florida trainer's penis. He hasn't been worth a shit since then. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Hell, he bailed out of Florida State.
I watched the ball last night.
Go ahead, Kale.
I watched him play last night. It looks to me like that Arkansas just kept on giving up a bunch of plays. They just kept going down the seam to the damn tight end. It's like every fucking play, that's what they were doing. They were just absolutely killing them. So, I mean, if we could stop that, I mean, and force them to do something they're not comfortable doing, I don't know. Yeah, they were one little running back that's decent. His last name's Spiller. Fuck him, by the way. Anybody that last name, shit in my book. But
well,
other than that,
yeah, I mean,
not a lot of weapons. They just don't. I don't.
It's the same shit every year. I mean, 7-5, 8-4. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They always fuck up at the end of the year, just like you said.
Yeah.
And it was someone in the comments.
Not like
they kept saying,
we fuck up at the beginning of the year, and we keep doing it.
Oh, hell yeah. But we played A&M close 3 times now in, like, what, the last 5 years? Like, right. Like really close. Like, we even had a 10 or 17 point lead on them in College Station,
right,
and lost.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, but if you're doing that to South Carolina, you are not on Bama's level. You're not even close.
That was the year they went to the bowl game and got they went to the Belt Bowl that year, got fucked by Wake Forest.
Yeah, by Wake fucking Forest.
Yeah, you got to add that fucking in there as a verb. Wake fucking Forest. Wake hung 55 on them, by the way. People seem to forget that.
Yeah.
They hung 50 fucking 5 on Texas A&M. That doesn't happen very often. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, Jerome, thanks for calling, man. I guess you're in the...
Yep.
Yeah. Texas A&M fan, by the way, says that this is not horseshoes. Close don't count. Okay, well, there you go with that. All right, thanks, Jerome. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
All right, there you go. All right, gentlemen, we got our picks. We've done our duty with telling our audience to go vote. Hopefully you got your shit together. Comrades are going to vote on Election Day. I've already voted. Kale, are you voting on Election Day, or are you going to vote tomorrow?
I guess I'll vote on Election Day. I knew you could vote early, but I wasn't here last week to do it. So
yeah. Well, anyway.
That's
well,
I
there
really
you go.
I'm going to have to try to leave work on Tuesday at like probably 4:30 so I can get to the place that I vote at over here by my house, because I'm sure the line's going to be out the yin-yang. But I like to make sure I vote over here. I haven't missed in like 12 years.
There you go. Oh, well, here we go. Last call, and then we're out of here. All right, welcome into the show. What's up?
Hi, this is Texas A&M fan.
Are you going to tell us that Texas A&M is awesome?
Well, you guys must be delusional, okay? Three, and everybody's talking about, at least we're in the calmer fucking station for a playoff. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, you know, South Carolina is not on the level with A&M. A&M is building a program.
Hold on just a second, sir. Respectfully, sir. There are lots of teams that are in the conversation for a playoff berth right now. You're not one is not better than the other, sir. You can make an argument that Florida is there. You can make an argument that Georgia is there. Yeah, I mean, there's several teams that are in the conversation.
Coastal is there.
Coastal Carolina is undefeated.
There.
If they go undefeated, they're going to bitch that they want to play
Utah
October.
Utah is there. Utah.
But y'all keep talking about the old A&M team, folks. This is not the old A&M. Talk about now.
All right, well, tell us what.
That's last year, man. This is what we're talking about tonight.
Hold on. Let's be respectful of our caller, sir. Tell us what makes Texas A&M that better. I don't think South Carolina beats you, but tell us what is different.
We're beating them.
Well, for one thing, you know, you got to all face on the coaching too. I mean, we clearly have the best coaching staff in America. Our defensive
coordinator
from fucking Notre Dame. We got fucking some guy out of Memphis. I mean, our coaches are fucking impeccable. That's what the difference is going to be in the end. I mean, it takes a while to turn a program around. I mean, they came in and took an average program, and they're moving forward with it. I don't see another team out there that's made as many strides as A&M's made in the last 3 years. You name one. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You tell me one team that has made any kind of strides towards championship like A&M has.
Sir.
One team.
Sir, respectfully, sir.
31-24.
Comrade, shut the fuck up. Sir, did you just say that you have the best coaching staff in the country? I mean, sometimes my ears get wax in them. I want to make sure that I heard that correctly.
Apparently.
Did you say you have the best coaching staff in the country?
That'll prove itself out in the end, too. Who would you say would be better? I mean,
hold on, sir. I've been respectful with you. Please allow me to respond. In just your division, I'll take Alabama over you. I would take the LSU coaching staff over you. They have a national title. So there's two teams right there. If we're going to go in the East, I would take Dan Mullen, who's consistently, even though he's a shithead, Florida has consistently been going up, 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 and up. I'd probably take Coach Drinkwitz up at Mizzou. He seems to have gotten those boys on fire. They went down to Florida and decided they were going to try to whip somebody's ass, even though they couldn't win the game.
Well, it seems like to me that's an opinion, Rob. I mean, we just beat Florida. So, what do you got to do to be better? I thought wins and losses counted.
If wins and losses counted, sir, then South Carolina's a world beater because they beat Auburn, and Auburn just smacked around LSU. It's not about wins and losses. It's about being consistent. And Texas A&M is not consistent.
How many division titles does Dan Mullen have? Jimbo Fisher has a national championship, and he's one game away from winning back-to-back national championships.
But he won that national title, and I'm not trying to sound like the comrade here. He didn't win that national title going through the SEC West. He won the national title with a rapist at quarterback at Florida State. That's who he won with. And that was before his wife was doing gymnastics on a trainer's dick. Before that, he was great.
I can appreciate that, but like I said, that's the past. Let's just deal with what we're dealing with today. Okay.
Well, look, top 10 team. A&M, who have you played so far, sir?
We played Florida, Alabama, Mississippi State, Arkansas, an improving Arkansas team. That ain't shit, but I mean, we can't make our schedule. We can only beat the teams on our schedule. We don't make.
You're talking
schedule.
About competing for a college football playoff berth. You didn't beat Alabama. You're not in contention if you're not beating Alabama. If you would have called up and said we have a win over Alabama this season,
the same team that they were when they beat us. I mean, they lost their number one receiver. And if you look at the A&M Alabama game, they got four 70-yard TD passes. If we cut that out, we win the game. We held them to 90 yards rushing. Alabama ain't got shit on A&M. They don't have shit on A&M this year.
So
look at the fact.
We're fucking touchdowns all the time. We would have won, goddammit.
Hey, you know what? Under that same logic, sir, if I were 6'6" with my jump shot, I would be in the NBA. And the comrade, if he were at 6'5", he would have beat Steve Tannehill out of quarterback and probably would have led South Carolina to a bowl win. I mean, we all like to dream, sir.
Well, like I'm saying, I mean, the facts are the facts. I mean, like I said, at least we can see logically what happened. I mean, how many games have you seen where there's been 470-yard TD passes? I've never seen one like that.
That's because generally teams that compete for a national title don't give up 470-yard fucking plays in a game. That's why you don't see it.
Well, like I said, we're not there. We're nowhere close to there, but at least we're going in the right direction. I can say that much about it. I mean, you got to give me that. I mean, I understand.
No, sir. Respectfully, sir, this is a show of being real. And on this show, if you're not a lockdown type team, we're not going to say you're going in the right direction at all. Here are teams that are going in the right direction: Arkansas and Mizzou. Texas A&M is set to have another 6-7 win season.
They're losing this week.
Oh yeah, okay. You tell me somebody on the last five games of our schedule that's going to even compete with us. I can tell you who we play.
Tell us who you play.
Tennessee, easy win.
You're losing.
LSU, easy win. Mississippi, Ole Miss, easy win. And our last game is against Auburn after they get destroyed by Alabama. So if any one of those five pieces in, I'm going to quit watching football,
sir.
You won't beat Jerome Pruitt in Knoxville.
Tennessee is probably going to be the easiest game we have left. We'll beat Tennessee by at least four touchdowns.
Sir, let me explain something to you.
Garen Doodoo's going to show up and hang an L on you.
Texas A&M, by the way, I hate to be the guy that does this, but this is just so mean, but even if you win all those games, guess what? No one gives a shit because you're not winning your division. I mean, that's just the way that it is. Are you going to be the team that's sitting there and talking about, oh, we didn't make the SEC championship game, but we should be in there? I don't understand
that. Who do you think? So you're saying Alabama's not a good – I mean, you don't think they're worthy of being an elite – Alabama, they got all the talent in the world. Like I said, we don't have the talent yet. We're halfway there. So, I mean, you know, if we had the same talent as Alabama, then, yeah, we'd be good. South Carolina, if they had Alabama's talent, would be good. It's about the talent, and we're getting that. And it's starting to show up. It's going to be a while, but we're not going backwards. I mean,
can I ask you a question, sir?
He went from we're a playoff contender to we're halfway there.
Sir, can I ask you a question though? And this is a real question about this week's game. Cale brought this up earlier that you don't really have any playmakers. Tell us about the playmakers that if you're a South Carolina fan, you should be looking out for, because when I've watched A&M, they don't look like they're really worth a shit, in my opinion. But tell us about your playmakers. I'd love to hear this.
Well, now he's got a good point. Our receiving core is very depleted. I mean, we had two guys go early for the NFL the draft. We've had three injuries. And so, yeah, we're playing a lot of freshmen out there at the receiving core. But we've got an all-SEC tight end, which, you know, I heard Kel say if we shut him down, you have nothing else. We're averaging close to 200 yards on the ground. Our best, you saw our best running back come off the bench. Our best running back is not Spiller, which South Carolina can't stop Spiller anyway. But the guy that we're going to bring off the bench can run through, over, and around South Carolina. Mond is having a decent program, a decent year. Mond can, he beat Florida. He beat Arkansas. I mean, he's only done what he can do so far. I think you guys are going to be surprised when we come out to play y'all this weekend, because I think we're getting better instead of getting worse, and that's just the way I see it. I'll call up if we lose. I'll call in and y'all could tell me how shitty we are.
Okay, win or lose, let's be honest. If you beat South Carolina,
you guys are going to be scratching your head because it ain't going to be close.
If you beat South Carolina, though, does that make you a world beater? I mean, let's just be honest. If you go and you beat this South Carolina team, last time they went out, they got throat fucked by LSU. You think that just makes you just great?
If you win on the road in the SEC, I don't care who you play. It's an accomplishment. It's not. But no, beating South Carolina is not a world beater type situation. But South Carolina's gonna come to play. I mean, they've lost 9 straight games to 8. Now, what are we gonna do? We got to beat y'all 10 to show that we're better. I mean, 9 games in a row. Come on,
brother. Hold on. This call has transformed from we're competing for a playoff spot to we're better than South Carolina. You got to be consistent, my friend. Which one are you? Are you just better than South Carolina, or better than a playoff team?
Caliber. I just think maybe we're the second best team in the SEC behind Alabama. That's where I see it. So I think we're the second best team in the SEC. I think Georgia's a shit show without a quarterback. We've already beat Florida. So we've proven that on the field. You can talk all you want, but the proof's in the pudding. We run the table, and then I don't think we're going to win the playoffs. No, we're not there yet. But in a couple of years, you guys will be looking back, and you'll have a strong A&M team. We've got a guy on the our quarterback on the bench is going to win the Heisman. It's just a matter of time to get him out on the field. We've got playmakers coming. We got another top five class coming in this year, and it's going to happen. But it ain't going to happen this year. But it's going to happen in years to come. I'm optimistic that in the years to come, you will see A&M transform its program because they're getting the recruits they need now.
All right.
That's just my take on it.
Do you have anything else for the show, sir?
No, like I said, good luck to the Gamecocks. I hope they come out and play hard. I mean, you know, I want to see a competitive game, but, you know, I got to pull for my team just like you guys pull for your team. I mean, you know, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That's just, I'm here to defend it. And this poor guy, you know, like I said, we almost beat y'all. We're almost on fucking count, dude. You're going to get your ass kicked again this weekend, and then we'll see what happens from there on. That's
thanks,
the way
man.
I see it.
Appreciate it. All right, there you go. Do you guys want to respond to that? Because I'm not a Gamecock fan, but
Gamecock's going to win. Gamecock's winning. I'm talking that right now, and he won't call back. He'll go into destroy land.
Maybe if they get half of those recruits in this next year, maybe that when they play Alabama next time, they'll only give up 270-yard touchdown passes. So.
Welcome into the show. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, sir? I'm a little kid, but I don't know. Do you think Colin Hill should start over Ryan Helinski?
Colin Hill has been starting over Helinski, sir.
No, I'm saying
do you think he should?
Do you think moving the quarterback, do you think Ryan Helinski should start over Colin Hill, or do you think Colin Hill should start over Ryan Helinski? What do you think?
I think that I don't go to practice, but I think Colin Hill has a better handle of the offense than Ryan Helinski does.
Yes, sir. That's all I want to ask.
All right,
like,
buddy.
People think – all right, thank you.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. I've got children calling our show. Is that your kid calling from down the hall there, comrade?
No, I would not.
All right, well, I think we've had enough fun for tonight. Looking forward to our games on Wednesday. Jackpot, you look like you got something to say, man. Just spit it out, whatever the fuck it is. You want to say motherfuck A&M, have at it.
Motherfuck A&M.
I fucking love Jackpot.
Like, I mean, I don't know what to think of this one. I mean, this is just a weird game. Every year we fucking play them, it's like it's a weird game. And it's like when you play Georgia, you play Florida, and you play, you know, Tennessee, whatever, you know what you're going to get. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But when you play this bunch, I mean, they're just like fucking weird. I don't know. I don't know what you don't know what the fuck you're gonna get from them. I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's almost like they don't belong in the SEC. Just don't belong.
All right. Well, looking forward to that on Wednesday, gentlemen. I've had fun this evening, and with that, the show's a wrap.